Testing, 1, 2, testing.
Okay, it's the 10th of August. It's 13:20 hours. We're at Wally's sub-office with Detective Valentine, Corporal Henley, and Lynn. What's my last name?
E-L-L-I-N-G-S-E-N.
Thank you. Whatever.
Don't let this intimidate you. Lynn, we've been talking for a little while. You've come in voluntarily. Thanks very much. I know there's another matter to deal with, but we'll get that dealt with another way. As we told you originally, we're homicide investigators. We're dealing with the missing 31-odd girls from the Vancouver area. Through a tip, the name Picton has come up. Your name had come up, and we thought that perhaps we would talk to you to see if you could tell us anything about Willie Picton, which you have done. There's a couple of specific questions we'd like to ask you now. You've indicated in talking to us that you think he was a little weird. Am I right?
Yeah.
That he from time to time wore women's clothes, and you saw him wearing the clothes on one occasion?
Yeah.
But the specific questions, I guess, that we want to ask of him and try to be as clear as you can. Have you ever personally seen him harm any girl? Any?
No.
And specifically prostitutes?
No.
Have you ever seen a prostitute out at his trailer at all? Ever?
Yeah.
Do you remember the circumstances?
No. But she, they just came in, and he gave her $150 and gave me in front of her, and then I grabbed $150 and called a cab.
Okay.
A taxi.
Do you remember what day it was? What time it was at night?
I'm not sure.
Or was it at night? Was it during the day?
No, it was at night time.
And you don't know how she got there?
Well, I would imagine he had picked her up.
Okay.
They came in together.
Do you remember anything about her description, her age, or anything?
No.
Okay. How long was she in the trailer before you left?
10 minutes. 15 minutes. Max.
Do you remember any conversation between her and Victor?
No.
Did you just say hello to her, or does he introduce her, or anything like that?
No, she just sat down. I was in the one office chair, and she was in the other one. And then he just said, okay, which one of you are first? And she said, I am. And then he just gave both of us the money, and then they went into the room. I called the cab, and I left.
Okay, so why does he say which one of you is first? Is that... Why did you say that?
I don't know. I have no idea why.
Did you go back later that night?
No.
Where did you go?
I went over to the house.
And didn't go back until the next day?
No, it was probably a couple of days. We were drinking and getting a bit of drugs.
Does a conversation about her come up again? Do you talk to him about her?
No.
Okay. One other specific incident I'd like to talk to you about that we researched all the records with his name, and the reason that yours came up as well is in New Westminster there was a circumstance where a working girl was approached. Were you with them at that time?
No, there was no, I was not, no. We got pulled over in New West. That was the night that we were at the jail. I was visiting a bouncer friend of mine.
What's his name?
Ross Caldwell.
Okay.
We had left there, and then we were going over the bridge, and I just assumed that we were going back home. But then he turned, and then he said, we're just going to go for a drive, get something to eat. So we drove up, and then he turned back around, and we got pulled over. But when he was with me, there was nobody being approached whatsoever. They asked I asked the reason why we were being pulled over, and she said the woman cop told us that she was just doing a routine check, is what she had said, but there was no approach whatsoever.
Okay, this Caldwell guy, Adele, is he told where you're going or what you're doing or what's the circumstances with him?
No. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Like, he was working, and him and Willie, I don't know, they were talking, but I was sitting in the bar, like, I was just drinking.
So you might not have heard any conversation between two of them?
No, they have their own, like, I've gone around, I walk around and socialize, having a drink, and then Willie said, okay, we're leaving. So I said, okay, and then Ross says, well, come back tomorrow night. And then I went back there, like, Willie dropped me off there, and then Ross gave me a ride home the next night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us in the best words you can your description of Willie. What sort of a guy is he?
He's different.
What do you mean by different?
Well, just... He thinks different than way than I do. Like, he's too easygoing, like his things.
Mm-hmm.
Like with other people, he does weird things, eats weird food.
What kind of weird food does he eat?
Well, it's just like how he eats, like muffins and ice cream in the morning, and like. He doesn't eat, like, he drinks right out of everything. Like, he doesn't have silverware or anything yet. He's kind of, like, he's got plasticware, like, from Costco things. But he'll just open, like, a can of something and just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't, well, I don't know, it's like dog food that Korean stuff or whatever. Like, he doesn't eat normal. Like, I eat vegetables and everything, he doesn't.
Okay. Now, the fact that you confided in us that you think he's a little weird, that he wore women's clothes, do you think you've ever told anybody else that?
There's a possibility, yes.
And do you think there's any possibility that some of the things you told those people might have got misconstrued in any way?
I don't know how people interpret other people, okay? I can't speak for anyone else.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it when there's all kinds of things, anybody that's around that place says something about them, mm-hmm. okay? So, I mean, it's just a matter of if you want to exaggerate the truth or, I mean, I don't know. Like, I know how I look at them, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't speak for no one else.
But you personally, have you ever seen him harm a female out there in any way?
No, except for me, that he's hit me.
And what was the circumstance that he hit you?
They were out in the barn, and I was inside the
truck. Who's they?
Willie and a couple of the guys that work on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inside drinking with one of the truckers, and we got into a fight, so I kicked him out. So he went into the barn and told Willie that, I don't know exactly what he said to Willie, but then I came out and I had two beers, like one on top of the other beer, and that's what we, and Willie, like I just started walking around out from the trailer, and then he walked up to me, knocked the beers out of my hand and grabbed me around the neck. And then I left. I got Pat to give me a ride back to see if I stayed at my parents.
Okay, but he was mad at you for that specific
incident. Well, I don't know why he was mad at me. Like, there should have been no reason because I was having a disagreement with one of the drivers. He was drunk too. So there was no reason for Willie to even be involved in our little battle, right?
Was Willie jealous, perhaps, because you're talking to somebody else?
No, I wouldn't say jealous, no.
Okay.
Because he said he didn't mind this guy coming around. This guy was a regular truck driver.
Did Willie ever try anything on you sexually, or?
Not really, no. They, you know, give me a hug here and there. Like, that's how he is. Like, if any women that come around, he hugs them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, how you doing? Little phony thing or whatever.
Okay. Now, one other little point. With regards to any monies, you said that Willie was a cheap kind of a guy and never paid you for the work you did out there.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And any money that he may have given you is a different matter. It's from welfare.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with anything else. He's not paying you for any particular reason?
No.
Okay. And I'll ask you just again, and I'll be really specific about this. In the barn, were you ever in the barn out of the back of his place? Did you ever see him slaughter pigs, which he's supposed to do out there?
Yes.
But you didn't like it? You?
Yeah, no, I get sick. Just even the smell, it's gross.
Does he just do this during the day?
He doesn't do that during the day. He does it at night time.
He does it at night time. What's night time? Early evening or middle of the night or what?
Well, around 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Between 8 and 9. Do you know if there's any reason for that? Is that when he finishes doing other jobs or?
I don't know. Yeah, like, he works throughout, like, on the machinery or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then Pat comes in, and then they start doing it, and usually Pat's there about 8.
Now this is a business he's got of selling slaughtered pigs?
Yes.
Where does he keep all the meat? Is there some place out there that he... Does he sell it right away, or does
yeah,
he keep
he gets
it?
Rid of them, or he just sometimes, like he loads them into barrels, and then he takes it to the waste.
Okay, but when he's, I don't know, a pork roast or something, what does he do with them? Does he package them up and put them someplace?
Well, no, like if he gets pork, he sends them out to somewhere that does the packaging for him.
Mm. Oh, I see. Okay.
As far as I know, like, any of the meat that I've gotten out of the freezer, it's all been from a meat company.
Now again, and I'll specifically ask the question again, have you ever seen Willie harm any woman out on that piece of property, and especially in the barn?
No.
And if I put it to you that perhaps you have told somebody that he did that, how would you answer that?
I would still say no.
And if it did happen, perhaps you had been drinking?
Yeah, but even if I'm drinking, if I saw something like that, I would remember, you know.
Something like what?
Well, if you're saying to me that he had harmed somebody and I had seen it, if I didn't see it, I didn't see it. It doesn't matter if you're drinking or not. Certain things, it doesn't matter. When my ex-husband used to beat me, when I was drunk, I would still remember exactly what happened. Certain things, just because you drink, you don't forget.
Okay.
And that's my belief anyways. It's how I am.
One question. Were you ever with Willie when he picked up a prostitute?
No.
Whether in his pickup or his car, whatever he was driving?
No.
No?
No.
Did you ever help him procure the services of a prostitute?
No.
Okay. I'll be real specific here, and this obviously comes to us from one of the tips. Lynn walked into the bar where Willie had a girl hung up by the neck, and was skinning her like a pig.
No. Not at all.
Lynn said she didn't realize that human beings' fat was yellow.
That's not true.
That never happened?
No. Not at all.
You never saw anything like that?
No.
Do you think you might have said that to someone?
I don't know. Like, I can't see why I would say something like that. You know, something like that you just don't make out.
I guess that's what we're trying to find out, is whether or not it's made up, either intentionally or unintentionally.
I'm telling you the truth, no.
You never saw anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. We'll be continuing the investigation, obviously, and we really need your cooperation, I guess, and it's the first thing to remind you, obviously, if you wouldn't want it to get back to anybody else that we were speaking to you and questioning you like this.
I don't want nobody to know.
Okay, well, we won't tell them if you don't.
Well, this is serious. It's not a joke.
Well, now you know, I guess, why it is we're coming to you and talking to you. And
I understand that, okay?
Yeah. We have to get to
And what if something happens now? What if he gets a little word on something or whatever?
Is he going to get it from him?
Well, I don't know. If people are out saying this, who's to say? I mean, like, this is just...
You have our cards here, right?
Yes.
My pager number is on there. It doesn't matter when you page me. If there's a problem, or you get a phone call, or somebody's threatening you, you page me.
But you understand why we have to check these things out. If something like that ever did happen, we would need to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we can find out is if we come to you and ask. Is this person who's telling us this being truthful, or is it something perhaps you might have said when you were drinking or anything like that?
No. It's not true. Believe me, if it was true, okay, I would come out and say, because it could have happened to me.
The only real things that you can tell us about Willie.
Everything I've said today.
The only real thing you can tell us is that in your mind he's a little strange because of some of the things he does. Sort of sneaks around the trailer when you used to sleep in there.
Yeah, but it's not just a matter of sneaking or anything. It's just on an overall, I don't know what I'm looking for, but an overall, what I've noticed. By staying there with them.
That's the one thing. The second thing, he's also a little weird in your mind because he dresses in women's clothes, and you have seen him dressed in women's clothes?
Yeah, like he has this wig and stuff.
Okay. And the third thing is that he does pick up prostitutes.
Well, yeah.
Or at least he did once that you're aware of.
Yeah.
And that's the only one that you're ever aware of or ever actually saw.
Yes.
I think that's probably all we need to know about.
1338, tape is off.